being the Dragon Warrior. It's who I am.
Skadoosh.
What do I know about being a spiritual leader?
What is it you're holding?
A cookie?
In the new movie Kung Fu Panda 4, now in theaters, actor Jack Black once again voices Po the Panda. He's become kind of an accidental martial arts hero, but he's successfully worn the mantle of Dragon Warrior over the last three films of this animated franchise. Po has beaten the mighty leopard Tai Lung, he's bested the wicked peacock Lord Shen, and he's walloped the nefarious yak, General Kai, and his legion of jade zombies. In fact, Po feels like he's kind of getting the hang of this whole Dragon Warrior thing, and he kind of likes it. And that's when his master, Shifu, says it's time to pass the torch for Po to become a mentor. Po's not really interested, but, well, things kind of sort of happen anyway, and he finds himself as a mentor to a crafty fox named Zen. Together, they'll face off against a new enemy, the shape-shifting Chameleon, a sorcerer of great renown who's apparently stealing magical relics.
Who's that?
The most powerful shape-shifting sorceress, the Chameleon.
How do I find this, the Chameleon?
If you've seen any of the first three films in this franchise, you know exactly what to expect here. Slapstick violence, bathroom humor, and a mix of vague Eastern spirituality on one side of the ledger. On the other, a lot of laughs and a surprisingly long list of redemptive moments that focus on family, change, and growth. So we're giving Kung Fu Panda 4 a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio and listen to the Plugged In show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.